Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hiya, folks. Welcome back to another episode of the Bobby Wonder Show. We're almost about halfway through the season, and it's been quite a ride so far. We've had misadventures on a farm, a watermelon carving contest gone wrong, but I won, and an absolutely ridiculous treasure hunt adventure. Still not over that mountain troll in the glitter cave, but today should be the most exciting day yet, for today is an event unlike any others. Today in Pflugerville, we're having the parade of all parades. That's right, this is the best parade of all parades. There'll be floats, balloons, clowns, jugglers, dancers, and a marching band or two. I personally love marching in parades, all that admiration and waving. I can't wait to hear what my float is going to look like. This parade is going to be epic. I bet Bobby is just as excited as me. Right, Bobby?
Riding in a float? I don't know, Grabstack. I think I'd have a much better view of the parade flying over it.
Flying over it? What? But then you wouldn't be in the parade. No one is going to see you flying so high up in the sky. How will you wave at people?
I want to monitor the skies in case Mighty Mila decides to ruin the parade.
Well, that's inevitable. If I know your nemesis, she's going to try and ruin the parade.
We have to make sure she doesn't this time.
Yeah, last year wasn't pretty after she diverted the parade and let everyone into the Pflugerville Ocean.
It took quite a while for me to scoop the marching band out of the water.
But the music sounded good.
They never stopped playing.
Anywho, Bobby, Lucy Wow said she got to build her own float this year and she wants us to come over to her big red barn and check it out.
That's right, we should head over there.
If her float is super cool, please say you'll ride on it with us.
Okay, fine. But only if it's super cool. Let's fly over there now.
Fly? Or walk, you know, another reason I think we should ride the float is because we're less likely to crash!
I won't crash, Grabstack. Don't worry. Oops.
Can you please hand me back my antenna?
Here you go.
Well, at least we made it to Lucy's barn.
I thought I heard a crash.
We knew it meant you two had arrived.
Bobby Crash Thunder.
I don't always crash land.
Anyways, are you two excited to see the float I built? If you like it, you're invited to ride on it with Kapow, Lenore, and I during the parade.
Ooh, I can't wait to see it. I hope there's a cookie dispenser.
Well, Grabstack, there is.
What?
Yep, there's a cookie dispenser, a milkshake stand, and some jelly bean jars.
I think I love you, Lucy Wow. Bobby Wonder, we have to go on this float.
I decided to add some perks that Grabstack would like. But here, instead of me telling you what's on the float, why don't I just show you? Kapow, raise the barn door.
Here we go.
This is the float of all floats.
Wow, it's beauteous. 3 levels, huh?
Lucy, this is quite impressive. I love the blue color.
It's the shade of your hair, Bobby Wonder. See, now you have to ride on this float, Bobby. It's the same color as your blue hair.
I will admit, I've never seen a float like this before.
That's because I just invented it. And unlike all the other floats you'll see in the Parade of All Parades, my float of all floats is literally floating.
How is this float floating? Is that steam?
It sure is steam, Bobby Wonder. I invented a steam converter that takes in the moisture from the air, converts it into steam, and releases the steam out underneath the float, pushing the float up into the air.
The floatiest of floats. I could use an ice cream float myself.
You can make one at the milkshake stand. So, Bobby Wonder, what say you? Want to ride on the float of all floats? I even constructed a little pedestal for you to wave from.
Come on, Bobby. You have to admit, this is pretty cool.
I'm impressed. Okay, I'll ride on this float with you all. We just have to keep an eye out for Mighty Mila. We can't have her leading the parade of all parades into the sea again.
Don't worry about her. My float also has an anti-mischief radar built in. So if Mighty Mila and her mischievous robot get anywhere near us, it'll go off and we can stop her.
This really is the float of all floats.
I know. Now, let's get it down to the parade start. It's almost time.
Quite a turnout this year.
Oh, fun. Look at Banana Stand Lady's float. It's a banana. Real original.
Who's the guest of honor this year?
Looks like it's the retired judge, Grandmama Gertie. She is the oldest woman in town.
Well, it should have been me.
Did you say something, dearie?
Congrats on being the guest of honor in this year's parade. You deserve it.
What's that?
Oh, never mind.
Zoopy-doo! Welcome to the parade of all parades. Want to see a track?
I love clowns! Did you know I once went to clown school and graduated top of my class? I had to bow out because I was too funny that the other clowns started becoming sad clowns.
So, about that trick.
Look at me juggling these glass bottles! Isn't this so cool?
Hey, Johnny, I was about to do a trick. You jugglers always ruin my bits. Guess I'll save it for the parade.
Juggling is a real skill, and I...
Not my tuba.
Wow, this parade is a real mess of people everywhere. Seems a bit disorganized. Where's the mayor?
There he is now, over by the town square gazebo.
Why is he dressed up like a sun?
Great question. Oh, looks like he's about to say something.
Okay. Hello, everyone. What a beautiful day it is. Lots of sunshine. Get it? Right? Because I'm dressed up like a sun. No? Well, let me just start by saying please visit the Pflugerville Travel Agency. That's who paid me to wear this outfit. And they promised to vote for me too. Everyone's voting for me, right? I promise to take care of this apparent crickets problem we're having in town. Anyway, today is the parade of all parades, and we're celebrating Pflugerville's founding 3,000 years ago.
Psst.
Not 3,000? 3 weeks? Huh. When was this town founded? It wasn't 3 weeks ago. No one knows the answer. Alicia, this is wrong. I'm not prepared.
We can all hear you, Mayor.
Oh, you what? Oh, this was just a fun bit. I think it's about time we start this parade. Alrighty, town of Pflugerville. I officially commence the parade of all parades.
And with that, the parade of all parades has begun and Mighty Mila is nowhere in sight. Guess I didn't have to worry about a day of chaos today. Phew.
Bobby, don't forget to wave. People love it when you wave. The parade of all parades is underway and everyone is waving and cheering for me. Well, maybe not just for me, but it certainly feels that way from atop Lucy Wow's super cool float. Don't you just love when things go smoothly and there's no chaos or town to save? What a life. Let's take a break while we enjoy this peace and adoration.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. Since you've been gone, someone threw a rose at me and I caught it. A favor of love. Someone else also threw a xylophone, but I think that was just a disgruntled band member upset I was stealing the spotlight. Still played it though. I love the xylophone. I once won a xylophone playing contest, but that's a story for another time. I usually prefer gifts in food form, but I'll take anything that comes my way. Oh, parade life, it feels like home. We had such a good thing going! No!
The parade of all parades! It's all jumbled up and crashed together in a mishmash of chaos!
Everyone is mixed up and confused! Which way does the parade even go?
How did this happen?
Oh, did I do that?
Mighty Mila!
I accidentally woke up a bit late today. Forgot to set my alarm clock. Oh, that's right, Ribozuki. I don't have an alarm clock. I just wake up naturally whenever I want. And today, I woke up later, so I must have missed the beginning of the parade. Such a shame.
Oh, what's going on? Why am I suddenly riding atop a camel and wearing a drum major's uniform?
Ha! You look great, Grandma Gertie. Just a touch of my jumble powers. Ribozuki and I didn't want to miss the fun. So, we transformed into a jumble-o-matic, a wave of confusion energy, and Trixied over to the parade, and unleashed some chaos fun. Now, everyone's mixed up and doesn't know what direction to even walk in.
But if they don't know what direction to walk in, then how can the parade continue on?
Excellent question, Inventor Girl. Sounds like a ruined parade. Much better than marching the parade into the ocean like last year. By the way, I love your outfit and float.
Thank you?
Mighty Mila, you won't get away with this.
But I already did, Baki Wobbler. This parade of all parades is now a mess of all messes. Good luck riding all this havoc. Come on, Ribozuki, let's go knit some koozies.
I should have taken to the skies to watch for Mighty Mila.
You wouldn't have seen her, Bobby. She said she and Ribozuki transformed into a jumble-o-matic, whatever that is. Sounds made up.
It's definitely real, though, because now everyone is wearing the wrong outfits and doing the wrong things. Look, Callie the Clown is now dressed like a raisin and conducting the marching band.
What am I doing? A raisin? I don't even like raisins. I'm becoming a sad clown.
Oh, Flo, this isn't even my instrument. I play the tuba. Where's my tuba?
Why am I juggling donuts instead of my bottles? Wait a minute. These aren't donuts. They're snails. What?
Oh, what did you all say? I can't hear you from this camel I'm riding.
This is a disaster. There must be something we can do to right the parade and get everyone back on track.
Bobby Wonder. Oh, so glad to have found you in this mess. We need you to save the day.
I'm not Bobby Wonder, Mayor.
You're not? Then why are you wearing his outfit?
I am.
And I'm dressed like the banana stand lady.
I can't believe we didn't even notice.
Probably because we were so concerned about everyone else. I must say, you look good in that shade of blue.
Thank you. I won't say the same about you dressed as a banana.
Glad y'all are having a fashion moment. But we really gotta fix this parade. I need to get back to my fans. They were expecting me floating high above the parade. We can't all just walk in a circle now.
This little alien creature is right. We need to right the parade. I can't have this parade of all parades disaster going down during my time in office. Then no one will vote for me.
I'm not sure what I can do. I'll fly up into the sky and direct everyone in the right direction so we can all walk down Main Street the same way, but I'm not sure I'll be able to get everyone back into their original outfits with their proper props.
Leave that to me, Lucy Wow Wonder. Lucy Wonder. Oh, whoops. For a second I thought I had superpowers and could blast off, but I don't.
But you do have superpowers, or rather your own super mind, Lucy. You're the best inventor slash tinkerer here in Pflugerville. Surely you can think of something to fix everyone's mix-up.
He's not wrong, Lucy. You invented me, and I'm a work of genius. Plus, I can play music out of my butt.
You know what, Bobby Wonder? I think you're right, and I have an idea brewing. Give me a minute, and I think I can have this parade back on track. Kapow, Lenore, time to tinker. One more bolt, please, Kapow. And with that, voila!
What's that? A curtain?
This is what I'm calling an unjumbler. If everyone just steps inside this curtain, they will be unjumbled back into their original outfit with their original parade items.
Wow, that's amazing. How did you create that?
A little ingenuity, a dash of hammering, and some really powerful science. I had to take apart some of my float to make it happen, but now, let's get everyone through the curtain. Come on!
I'm back to my banana outfit. Free bananas for all.
Being a retired judge is great, but I do miss that camel.
Back to being a clown. Who wants to see a trick?
I can juggle donuts and snails now, too.
Reunited with my tuba. I missed you, Tubby.
Now if I just fly into the air, I can direct everyone from the sky down Main Street.
Everyone, get into your parade formation and head down the street this way. The parade of all parades is back on.
Remember that time the parade of all parades was saved? That was when I was mayor. Remember that at the polling booth?
Sir, I'm a child. I cannot vote.
Oh, that's right.
Lucy, can we not get this float back up and running?
Sorry, Grabstack. Because I used parts from it to make the unjumbler, the float can no longer, well, float.
But my fans.
You can ride with me, little guy.
Grandmama Gertie? A guest of honor?
Now there's two of us.
Oh, shucks.
You are waving all wrong, though. You have to wave back and forth like me.
I know how to wave, lady. I'm a performer. I mean, thank you for your friendly advice, my fellow guest of honor. Ah, oh, parade laugh. Sorry to have to end the episode, but when you're the guest of honor in a parade, you sort of need all your attention on your craft. As in waving, smiling, and receiving gifts. Today was a lot of fun. Even though Mighty Mila and Robozuki tried to ruin the parade of all parades, everything worked out thanks to Bobby Wonder and Lucy Wow. Phew, so glad to have them as friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find many others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now I must get back to waving. Grandmama Gertie isn't going to get all the glory on this float. Bye!
Go Kid Go!
food is an important part of our lives. Not only do we need it to be strong and healthy, but it can be a way we connect with others, like when you're sitting around the dinner table with friends or family. So what happens when someone commits a food crime? Food crimes are things like sneaking Halloween candy before school with a sibling, or making dessert that only you like, even when the whole family was looking forward to dessert. There are two sides to every story, so when a food crime is committed, we simply have to hear the whole truth. And in the show Food Crimes, you can listen as real kids bring their real stories to the food court. They explain the crime in question and make their case to the judge. So if you'd like to see if justice is served, be sure to listen to Food Crimes wherever you listen to podcasts.